Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence that's already here with us this morning. Lord, we thank you for the freedom and the peace we have experienced by coming into your presence this morning. And Lord, we ask you to continue that work, continue that liberation inside of us. Continue to speak into our hearts. Lord, we declare this morning that our hearts are ready to receive your word. And Lord, I pray for a spirit of revelation to be here this morning so we might get insights and understanding from your spirit. Father, I pray, O God, that your word and your word alone will be planted in our hearts. And whatever is of man, O God, may that fall by the wayside. And Lord, we ask you that Christ and Christ alone would be exalted and glorified, even through the ministry of your word. And Lord, I pray these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. We have been doing this series on blessings, and we shared in previous sessions the importance of a blessing, that the saints of old, they valued blessings, that God himself valued blessings, that when God created the heavens and the earth and the animal world and humans, he blessed his animal kingdom. It says everything was good. And God still blessed it. Because good is not all that there is. Good means everything is fine now, but the blessing takes forth into the future. And so God still blessed his creation, even though everything was good. And it's a lesson to you and to me that even though things might be fine now, you still need the blessings of God. We always need God's blessings to be released into our lives. And we saw that Esau and Jacob, they valued this blessing. That Jacob already got the birthright, which is a natural thing. The firstborn should get twice as much as the others. And Jacob deceived his brother and got that, but he wasn't satisfied with that. And Esau wanted this blessing. And to make it even more interesting, his mother wanted Jacob to get the blessing. So they all understood something about the power of a blessing. They didn't just sit back and say, well, who cares? No, they realized the power of a blessing. And so much so that when Esau didn't get the blessing that he wanted, he was angry enough to want to kill Jacob because he robbed me of my blessing. Because the blessing goes beyond just the natural. And the very moment or the very day that Jacob was blessed, the heavens were open to him. That very night he saw angels ascending and descending upon a ladder. He was exposed and brought into the spiritual dimension. And the blessings of God just took off in Jacob's life. And Jacob was the same one on his way back when he was wrestling with the angel, said to the angel, listen, you're not going to leave. I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. But Jacob, weren't you blessed before? Yeah, but I want more. And I want to encourage us to realize that the default response of God to us is to bless us. It's to release his goodness and his grace into our lives. And so this morning, I want to talk a little bit more about receiving blessings. In Hebrews 11, verses 20 and 21, it says, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. So you see, the blessings really have to do a lot with the future. And Isaac blessed them by faith. It says, verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. So this is something that is done by faith, and we may mention that it's not exactly the same as a prophecy, even though there are prophetic dimensions and aspects to it. And it's not the same as a little prayer, even though it can come across in a prayer. But it's a release of the potential and the divine purposes of God into our lives. That when God created the heavens and the earth, he said to it, be fruitful and multiply. And we saw that there's a difference between fruitfulness and multiplication. Fruitfulness has to do with fulfilling potential. If you have a tree, you want a tree to be fruitful. And multiplication has to do now with multiplying that and increasing that fruitfulness. And so when God said to his creation to be fruitful and multiply, he was releasing, saying, fulfill your potential and multiply. And that multiplication by itself is not enough. Because if you're multiplying things that are negative, that's not a blessing, that's a curse. If you have cancerous cells in your body multiplying, that's not a blessing. And humans multiplied, but they were doing wickedness, and God is like, I'm going to wipe them out. And he sent a flood and renewed that blessing with Noah's family. And so the key really is to understand the fruitfulness and to experience that and to allow that potential to be released in our lives and then to see that multiplied. That's a great place to say amen. And so they are imparted by faith. But as we saw with the sons of, we saw with Aaron and the priests, they proclaim the blessing and God comes along and fulfills it. In Isaiah 55, the Lord says, my word shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that for which I sent it. So when God speaks, his word has a purpose. He doesn't just speak arbitrarily. He sends forth his word. That's why the psalmist could say, he sent his word and healed me. So he sends forth his word. So when you're releasing the blessing, you're sending it forth. And things start to happen, and the heavens start to open, and things are released, and people can fulfill their destiny. Now, friends, I didn't understand these things years ago. I didn't understand this until God started to open my mind and I started to see this. And last year when Bishop Peter Morgan was here, I was so excited when he accepted our invitation to come, because he and his wife are spiritual parents to my wife and I. He was the one who laid hands on me and set me apart for ministry. And so from the moment we picked him up in Springfield at the airport, I said to them, listen, while you're on this trip, I need for you to release the blessing of a spiritual father into my life. Because I've come to understand the value of a blessing. It's more valuable than financial stuff. And so parents and grandparents and older relatives have this privilege of being able to impart blessings. We just talked about Isaac blessing Jacob and imparting a blessing into the life of Jacob that transformed and changed his life. And you and I might look at it and like, but he got it under deception. It doesn't matter. Jacob wanted something and he received it in his spirit and latched onto it and ran with it and his life was changed. And when he met that angel on his way back and wouldn't release the angel blessed him and changed his name from Jacob to Israel and his destiny was changed just because of a blessing. And so parents have that privilege of imparting blessings into the life of their children. And there are strategic times in the stage of a child when parents, listen to me, you need to release that blessing. When they reach 16 and you have all this sweet 16 stuff, a great time to release a blessing. Yeah. When they're leaving home, going to college, a great time to release a blessing. When they're about to get married, a great time to release a blessing. So there are strategic times and parents, you need to see it as an opportunity to release the destiny into the life of your child. And so Isaac blessed Jacob. Isaac thought he was about to die at that time. And so he called Esau and said, I want to bless you. Of course, Isaac lived for another 20 years at least, because Jacob was in with his uncle Laban for at least 20 years and came back and Isaac was still alive. But you can see the value that they put upon a blessing. I want to look at Genesis 49. Actually, Genesis 48 verse 9 first. This deals with Joseph. Joseph realizes his father was about to die. And so Joseph is like, and my sons have not received the blessing from the grandfather yet. And he took his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, to Jacob on his dying bed. And chapter 48, verse 9, it says, these are the sons God has given me here, Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, bring them to me so I may bless them. Israel is like, I'm going to gather all my strength and I'm going to bless these two grandsons of mine. I'm going to treat them just like my own sons and release a blessing into their life. Joseph realized, listen, the power of a blessing. And he was like, well, come see your granddad before he dies. No, he's like, no, come see your granddad so he can bless you before he dies. If you understand what I'm saying, friends, there's something that happens spiritually. And so he brought Ephraim and Manasseh to Jacob. Verse 14 of Genesis 48. But Israel reached out his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was the younger. And crossing his arms, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed Joseph and said, may the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, and the angel who delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. May they be called by my name and the names of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and may they increase greatly upon the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father was placed in his right hand on Ephraim's head, he was displeased. And he took his father's hand, took hold of his father's hand to move it onto Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to him, no, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. And you all know the rest of the story. That Jacob was like, no, this is how it's supposed to be. I'm releasing a blessing, and the younger one is going to get a greater blessing than the older one. And they didn't just see this as, well, they're all blessed. No, the blessing for the greater blessing is going to have a greater impact. And that's why Joseph was displeased. It wasn't just another prayer. Well, you know, granddad is going to give you another prayer. No, it was a releasing into their future, into their destiny. Chapter 49 of Genesis. And verse 1 says, then Jacob called for his sons and said, gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in the days to come. And he starts speaking to the lions, and he starts describing some of the things that they had done and releasing blessing to each one of his sons. Verse 26 of Genesis 49. It says, your father's blessing, talking now to Joseph. Your father's blessings are greater than the blessings of the ancient mountain, than the bounty of the age-old hills. Let all these rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he devours the prey, in the evening he divides the plunder. He's releasing a blessing, and he's talking about Benjamin. Is that if you think about it spiritually, he destroys the enemy and fulfills God's purpose. And Jacob's releasing this into his sons. Verse 28, and says, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, giving each the blessing appropriate to him. Oh, so there is an appropriate blessing. Yep. So what is it? Can you help us to understand? Maybe. My understanding is simply this, that here is Jacob. He knows his sons, and he notices he's blessing them at different stages of life. He knows his sons, and he can see the potential in them, and he's releasing the blessing according to the potential that he sees. What does that mean in a practical sense? Let's say I see that one of my children is drawn to the arts, and they like to paint, and they like to do craft and things like that. Then I'm going to release a blessing so that they become successful and fulfill their destiny in that area of their life. I'm not going to try to impose my desire. Well, you know, sis, I really want you to be an attorney, so I'm going to bless you to be an attorney. No, I'm releasing what God has put inside of you so it can be fulfilled and you can experience the fullness that God wants for you to fulfill. And so here's the other one. He likes to play with trains and he likes to do engineering stuff. So I'm going to release that potential into them. Not to say, well, Lord caused them to be an artist. No, God has called this one to function in this way, and I will release that into their life. Give it each one the blessing that's appropriate to each child. That's what Jacob did. So it's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing, but as parents, as leaders, as grandparents, you can discern the heart of a child. You can discern sometimes the giftings of a child, and you can release that gifting to fulfill its destiny and its potential in that child. Does that make sense? Amen. And that's what Jacob did for each one of his sons, to release it. He didn't just say, well, you know, just be good boys and that's all right. No, he released a blessing upon them to bring all of what God has in store for them to pass. We made mention before that Rebecca, when she was leaving to come and become Isaac's wife, that her older brother Laban blessed her and declared that out of you shall come forth a company of people and kings. And so Rebecca already understood the power of a blessing, and that's why she would battle for her own son Jacob to get the blessing. And so older siblings sometimes can release this potential, this blessing into the lives of others. David, it says in Chronicles 16, after he had put things in order for there to be priests and Levites to worship in the tabernacle, David, when he came back home, the Bible says he blessed his own household. Released a blessing upon them to fulfill their call and their destiny. So parents and grandparents and older relatives, you have this privilege of being able to impart blessings into the life of those who are younger. I wish I understood this when my father was alive. It really doesn't matter if they're walking with God or not. As long as they release the blessing, God will confirm it and use it. Spiritual leaders. We mentioned Melchizedek earlier. As a priest of the Lord, releasing a blessing into Abraham's life. Even though Abraham, as far as I could see, had things set. I mean, he's fairly wealthy. He has enough workmen with him that he can go and defeat the enemy and rescue his nephew Lot. But still, God released a further blessing into the life of Abraham. So spiritual leaders have this privilege to release God's blessing into the lives of people. And it doesn't matter the age. I'm so glad for that, because in our world we have all sort of age discrimination. Oh, you're too old to be blessed. And I thank God that God doesn't look at it that way. God is like, oh, I can still bless you, young man. I can still bless you, old man. I can cause your youth to be renewed like the eagles. Amen. Amen. So spiritual leaders have that privilege. In fact, I believe leaders in general, the teachers in school, can release blessings upon their children. And a child is acting up, don't call a child some negative name. Don't call a child a dummy. Don't call a child a troublemaker. Because all you're doing is releasing curses into the life of that child. Why not release the potential? Parents, be careful. I think I mentioned this before. Your child is very active. Please don't call a child a devil. You little devil, you. No. It might sound cute, but it's not cute spiritually. Because all you're doing is setting that child up for the devil to come and create havoc in their life. We were talking about this one Tuesday night recently. And this is not so much blessing, this is no curse, but it's a flip side. Where there was this family, they were twins, right? Twins in this family, a boy and a girl. And the mother, they were separated, mother was separated from the father. So the mother would always call the girl her little angel. Oh, my little angel. And call the boy little devil. You're just like your father, little devil. Twins. Well, a girl becomes successful, goes to college and becomes successful. And the boy ends up being addicted to drugs and all manner of stuff, in and out of rehab. If you don't believe me, you can ask Angela. She was sharing with the group. The blessing that she released upon one child came to fruition, and the curse that she released upon the other child also came to fruition. The power of the tongue. And as a parent, to speak it. And so friends, I want to encourage you. If you can't say something good, just zip it. Amen. If you can't release a blessing upon your child, just keep quiet. But that energy, just release that energy to be, you're going to be used by God. You're going to have energy to serve God. You're going to go far and proclaim the word of Almighty God. Oh Lord, help us. So Moses, at the end of his life, blessed the 12 tribes of Israel. And I also take now back at some of the things that Moses said. I'm just going to go down to Deuteronomy 33 and verse 12. It talks about Benjamin. He said, "Let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders." About Joseph, he said, "May the Lord bless his land with the precious dew from heaven above and with the deep waters that lie below. With the best the sun brings forth and the finest the moon can yield. With the choicest gifts of the ancient mountains and the fruitfulness of the everlasting hills. With the best gifts of the earth and with the fullness and favor of him who dwelt in the burning bush. Let all these rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. In majesty he's like the firstborn bull. His horns are the horns of a wild ox. With them he will gore the nations, even those at the ends of the earth. Such are the 10,000s of Ephraim and the thousands of Manasseh. And Moses released a blessing upon every one of the tribes, so they would fulfill God's purpose and God's call. He said of Asher, I was reading about Asher, he says that the heel of Asher will be dipped in oil. And I kept meditating on that. His heel being dipped in oil, what on earth does that really mean? And I've come to appreciate in a time when this was written that olive oil was very, very important. That's what they used for a lot of stuff, to anoint people, to burn, to get light from. They use it for all manner of stuff, for anointing their face. So if you had olive oil, you were well off. And so the blessing to Asher was that may you have so much olive oil that it just covers your feet. May you experience prosperity, in other words. Now, if these men of God saw it fit to bless people, there must be something to this thing. In fact, if you look through the scriptures from Genesis all the way through to Revelation, this idea of blessing runs all the way through. In the book of Revelation, it says, blessed are you if you read this word. So it's a principle that is there that you and I need to grasp. And so we made mention of Aaron's sons, who blessed the people in Numbers 6. Eli, when he comes in and he sees, well, this is after Hannah has her son Samuel, and she brings him back to Eli so that the boy can now serve the Lord. Eli blesses Elkanah and Hannah again and says, may the Lord give you more children to replace this one that you have given to the Lord. And he blesses them as a priest. We just talked about Jesus and how he treated the children. And I made mention before that the last thing Jesus did on earth, in Luke 24, after he told them to wait in Jerusalem, it says, as he was blessing them, he was taken up into heaven. The very last thing he did was to bless his disciples. First Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Peter writing says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. Because to this you are called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are called to inherit a blessing. That's not my words, that's what the Bible says. I know some of you don't like to be blessed. You know, some of you are like, next time we'll talk about the greater blessings. The physical thing is one level, but there are greater blessings than the physical ones. But God has called you and me to inherit a blessing, to walk in blessing. For his blessings to follow me and to overtake me and to surround me. And when I walk in a city, I'm blessed. When I walk in a country, I'm blessed. It was a blessing is independent of a circumstance which I find myself. And even when people try and cheat me, as they try to cheat Jacob, he was still blessed. So much so that Laban is like, well, you know what? I realize I'm blessed because of you, Jacob. In other words, the blessings follow the individual as independent of the circumstances. My goodness. So all of us as New Testament saints have this privilege of being able to release God's blessings. Jesus says if they persecute you and if they curse you, don't respond with curses. Respond with a blessing. He says, bless those who persecute you. Why would he say that? Because there's this thing I call the boomerang effect. It's a boomerang effect. When Jesus sent those disciples in twos, he said to them, listen, to each house that you go to, release your peace. That's a blessing. Shalom. Release your peace upon that house. And he says, if there is a man of peace there, it will rest upon the house. And if it's not, take back that peace. It will come back to you and you'll walk in it. So when I release a blessing, even though they have cursed me, if they don't want to receive the blessing, guess what happens? It comes right back to me. I can't lose. Because if you are blessed, as it says of Abraham, the Lord says, I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you. So if they're blessed of the Lord and I bless them, God is going to bless me. And if they don't want to receive the blessing, I'm still going to be blessed. So it's a win-win situation for me when I bless all these people who say all sort of negative things. And that's why the Lord says, just bless them. Leave the cursing to other people. You just bless them. You. We are called to curse circumstances and to curse the works of darkness, but not to curse people. We are called to bless people. And allow God to do the rest. So as New Testament saints, it's a privilege that you and I have. Secular authorities have a position in which they can also release God's blessings. King Saul blessed David. I mean, King Saul was after David, trying to kill David, and David spared his life. And when Saul realized what happened, it says there in 1 Samuel 26, Saul says, you know what, David? Blessed are you, my son. And blessed are those who will come after you. And Saul himself released a blessing upon David, even though he wanted to destroy David. And God fulfilled the blessing of Saul. Balaam. Balak wanted to curse Israel. And each time Balaam would open his mouth, a blessing would come forth. Can you imagine that? Balaam, who was like he functioned between the spirit of God and the spirit of the enemy, trying to curse the people of God, and all the blessings come forth. And he had blessings like, you know what, I see them coil up like a lioness about to destroy the enemy. Yeah. King David, all of Psalm 72, is a blessing that David released upon Solomon. You can take your time and read it. Tremendous scriptures. In fact, I'll just read a couple of verses from Psalm 72. It says, talking about Solomon, verse 7, in his days the righteous will flourish, prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. He will rule from sea to sea, from the rivers to the ends of the earth. The desert tribes will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. This is the blessing David is releasing upon his son Solomon as he's been anointed and appointed as king. And when David defeated the enemy of King Saul sent his servant, his son, I think, to go and bless David. Secular people. And that's why I say that even your secular profession, as teachers, as managers, you can still bless those who report to you. Bless people all around you. And then, of course, we can impart blessings upon ourselves. Just as you can impart a curse upon yourself. If you keep calling yourself no good, I'm always failing. If anything bad is going to happen, it's going to happen to me. Well, yes, it will happen to you. Why not declare what the psalmist says? Only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. That's my confession. That no matter what's happening around me, goodness and mercy is what's following me. Not bad luck, not crazy stuff, but the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God, the blessings of God is what surrounds me. And so you can bless yourself or you can curse yourself. In fact, that's where it actually starts. And so I want to encourage us to confess the word of God over your life. But Joe Campbell, I don't believe it. There's no faith there. I don't care if you believe it or not. God's word is powerful enough to be fulfilled whether or not you believe it. Amen. So confess it until you believe it, but keep saying it rather than confessing negative things. But I really believe that that bad luck is following me. Well, just cut it off and release the blessings of God into your life. You see, friends, when the blessings of God start to follow you and overtake you, it's two responses I have from people. One, some people just love to be around you because there's a way in which you can receive blessings. It rubs off. It's like what happened with Laban. He's blessed because of Jacob, or what happened with Pharaoh. He was blessed because of Joseph. And then you have others, though, who become envious. But you know what? That's their problem, not mine. But they will become envious, just like the sons of Laban became envious of Jacob. But one way or the other, people are going to respond, but I'm not caring about them. I'm walking with the blessings of God because God says, I will be the head and not the tail. I shall be above and not beneath. I shall have to lend and never need to borrow. And I'm confessing that and believing that because that's what the word of God says. If it's a blessing to the Jews, it's a blessing to me. Amen. Oh Lord, how much time do we have left? Whoa. So additional ways to get blessings is to honor your parents. Paul says in Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so it might go well with you and your days may be long upon the face of the earth. Friends, one of the signs we saw last Tuesday of a curse is when people die early, untimely deaths. The blessing is to have a long life, but it's more than just having a long life. That it might go well with you. Friends, listen, having a long life and you're in suffering and pain is not a blessing. You understand? I don't want to have a long life and I'm under chemotherapy most of the time. I don't want that. So when God talks about a long life and it going well with you, he's talking about a long life with good health, with strength, with having all your needs met. You've been able to walk around and fulfill God's purpose and destiny in your life. Why? Because I honor my father and my mother. It's pretty straightforward. There's no little trick behind it. It says honor your father and mother. In fact, the opposite is true. And it says that in Deuteronomy, if you dishonor your father and mother, you will be cursed. But Joe Campbell, you don't understand. My father was mean to me. As I said before, if you can't release a blessing, then zip it. Yeah. But don't call on judgment on them because of, leave that to the Lord. Leave it to the Lord. So why? Because it's going to be well with you if you leave it to the Lord. If you don't want the wellness and the goodness of God, then go ahead. But I want the wellness of God. I want the goodness of God in my life. So I'm going to honor my father and mother. No, they weren't the best. But you know what? They were functioning a lot of ignorance. And the enemy had control some of their minds and their thoughts. And I'm still going to honor them and give God thanks for them. That's a great place also to say amen. Man, it's tough in this place. I've got to try and find an amen somewhere. Oh, goodness. The last thing I'll share, or the additional ways to receive a blessing, is to host the presence of God. Host the presence of God. We talked about David before, how David was trying to bring back the ark of God's presence. And because Uzzah didn't respect the presence of the Lord, the cart hit a bump and it seemed as if the cart was going to fall off, and he tried to balance it and God judged him and struck him dead. And so David left the cart at Obed-Edom's house. And the Bible says that it was there for 3 months. And Obed-Edom become blessed. Blessed, because the blessings are tangible, people can see it. And he became blessed in those 3 months, so much so that they sent word to David and said, David, you would never imagine. Obed-Edom, his house is blessed. His crops are big. His animals are producing more. They're experiencing health and strength. There's lots of miracles happening because of the ark of God's presence. Obed-Edom understood how to host the presence of God with reverence, with worship, with honor. And because he did that, God blessed him. You see, friends, where the presence of God is, miracles happen. How many understood about the ark of God's presence? That in that ark was the rod of Aaron. What happened to that rod? It budded. It was a dead rod, but in the presence of God, God caused it to come to life. You understand what I'm saying? So when you host the presence of God, even things that seem to be dead, God brings back to life so that it can fulfill its destiny and its purpose. They had in that little ark manna. Now, normally, if you call it a manna and it sits for more than one day, it rots. But how come is it that they have this manna now in this ark for years? The presence of God keeps it fresh. So when you host the presence of God, you're having that life-giving presence of God that's producing blessings all around you. And you and I need to learn to not only have His presence in our house, but in our daily walk. You're walking with the presence of God. You're carrying His presence. That's what priests are supposed to do. We are supposed to carry the presence of God. And wherever we go, the presence of God is there. And change takes place. And God blesses those that honor Him. Let's just stand this morning. We don't have time to go into the rest. But I really believe in a God who blesses. A God whose default response is to bless. A God who is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy and abounds in love and kindness. And in fact, he is much more loving than you and I think. He's kinder than you and I can even understand. He's better than you think. He's that type of God. And the more you understand him, if you understand his holiness, you realize how much more he's patient and loving towards you and me. But he's a God of blessing. Let's just bow our heads this morning. Maybe there's somebody in this house that's saying, Joe Campbell, I've walked away from the Lord. I'm going to ask you, if you want to recommit yourself to him this morning, just to raise your hand where you're standing. Anybody in this house? Because the blessings of God are found in the presence of God. He's given us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And then maybe there are some people standing here. You're saying, Joe Campbell, my parents, I never got a blessing from my parents. And maybe they're no longer even around. And you're saying, Joe Campbell, would you release into my life a blessing this morning? A blessing that I would have hoped my parents would have given me, but I never got. I'm going to ask us to raise your hand this morning. Several hands. I'm going to ask those who raise their hands to come forward so I can release into your life the blessing that your father and your mother should have released into your life. The blessing that can change your destiny. The blessing that can cause you to become more aware of the spiritual dimension. The blessing that can, as it were, leapfrog you into what God has for you. It's a principle that God has established. It's a way that God has established to help you and me to fulfill our destiny. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. I'm going to pray for these folks, and I'm going to pray for them individually. So I'm going to turn off the mic.
It's very funny. Just out of the blue this morning, this scripture came to me. I wasn't even looking up the whole issue of blessing, but there's a scripture that came to me from, was it when Moses blessed the tribes of Israel in Deuteronomy 33? And I would tell you, whoever wants, take this blessing. This was the blessing over Benjamin. It spoke about him dwelling between the shoulders of God. Where is the shoulders of God? Where's between the shoulders of God? Right here. It isn't a matter of just as Angela shared on Tuesday, oh, I'm running in and out of God's presence and I run in and find rest. The blessing of Benjamin was that he would dwell here between the shoulders of God. I bless you with that. Receive it and walk in it.
Let's just sing this song as Sean is playing.
You are strong.